Oh, let's see. Do I have young men from the youth group? If you're a young man from the youth group, can you do me a favor? Go around and come over here and sit in the front row right over here. Would you do that for me? I'm not going to use all of you, but I'm going to use some of you. All right. Yeah, take your Bibles and turn with me to the book of Acts, chapter 2. Acts chapter 2. I know what you're thinking. Yes, he's a missionary. Of course, he's going to go to Acts chapter 2. All right, gentlemen. Thank you. Abel, how you doing? All right. Now, I want to talk a little bit about mathematics tonight. And you're saying, you're a missionary, what do you know about mathematics? Not a whole lot, but let me just run a few things by you. Take a look at Acts chapter 2, verse 41. Acts chapter 2, verse 41. It says, "And they that were gladly received his word were baptized, and the same day were what? Added unto them about 3,000 souls." Jump down to verse 47. "Praising God and having favor with all the people, and the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved." I ran right over it. There it is. Added again. Jump over to chapter 5, verse 14. Chapter 5, verse 14. "And the believers were the more," what? "Added to the Lord. Multitudes, both men and women." So there we see that they were adding. So I'm going to ask, let's get a few of you, if I can get maybe five of you to stand up. Are you a teenager? You look too old. I was going to say, all right. Let's get five of you to stand up and come over here. Come on. Get over here. All right. So now I want you to stand and with this hand hold this up like this in between. Okay? We're adding here. All right. Very good. We're adding. Hold that. Now, let's have him hold it, because you've got to hold this. All right, in between there. Now, I'll tell you what, guys, let's kind of swing down this way just a little bit so the folks out here can see you. Now, we're talking about adding. Okay. Now, when it comes to adding, it was talking about the numbers of those who had been saved, the numbers in the church. But then we find that things actually change from adding to something else. Jump on down to chapter 6, verse 1. Okay, when you're adding, you've got 1 plus 1 plus 1 plus 1 plus 1. Math whizzes, what does that come out to? 1, 2, 3, 4, yeah, 5. Okay. But then we see something changes. Take a look at chapter 6, verse 1. "And in those days, when the number of the disciples was" what? "Multiplied, there were arose murmuring of the Grecians against the Hebrews, because the widows were neglected in the daily ministration." Jump down to verse 7. "And the word of God increased, and the numbers of the disciples" what? Now notice here that it is the disciples that multiplied. So it's talking about the number of them. But And that's great, but notice what happens. Jump over to chapter 9. Chapter 9. And look at verse 31. Chapter 9, verse 31. "Then had the churches rest throughout all Judea and Galilee and Samaria, and were edified and walking in the fear of the Lord and in the comfort of the Holy Ghost," were what? Multiplied. So we see that the disciples were multiplied, the churches were multiplied. Now jump over to chapter 12, verse 24. Chapter 12, verse 24. Okay, here it says, "But the word of God grew," and what? So the word of God multiplied. Now this wasn't talking about the amount of the word of God that the Christians had. This was talking about the amount of the Christian that the word of God had. Do you understand that God needs all of us, and that our Christian growth is dependent upon how much of us we allow God to have? Now, I want to go back to our math here. And these gentlemen in this perfectly straight line that I asked for, we've got 1 plus 1 plus 1. Okay, now I want you to turn these so that this is a multiplication symbol. Okay? Now, Here you come up with a different answer, do you? Because 1 times 1 is what?
1.
Yeah, times 1 is what?
1.
Times 1 is what?
1.
Yeah, you're kind of stuck, aren't you? Okay. So, how can multiplication, when it comes to the Word of God getting a hold of our hearts, make a difference? Now here, we have to turn over to 2 Peter chapter 1. Now, I have to confess that this message is not terribly exegetical to those of you who are pastors and students of the Word. Forgive me in this. But what I am going to try and do is point out that in God's eyes, our value can increase. Now, does that bring joy to your heart? Because every one of us were saved and we're really kind of a, well, we weren't nothing, but we weren't a whole lot more. So let's call ourselves a one. We got saved. Now take a look with me, if you will, in 2 Peter chapter 1. And let's read verses 1 through 7. Notice that he says, Peter says, "And besides this, giving all diligence." It'd be interesting to see if that was the same word that you were talking about that was translated study this morning. "Add to your faith virtue, and to your virtue knowledge, and to your knowledge temperance, and to temperance patience, and to patience godliness, and to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness charity. For if these things be in you and abound, they make you that ye shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. But he that lacketh these things is blind, cannot see afar off, and hath forgotten that he was purged from his own sins," his old sins. Now notice how it starts out. It says, "Add to your faith virtue." The assumption is that the people to whom he was writing had faith. In other words, he was writing to saved individuals. And he says, you start off with the faith that God gives you when you are saved. And you may be nothing more than just a one, but that's not where you need to stop. You need to continue on in your faith. This building is a place where this body can meet and can grow. Not just in numbers, although praise the Lord for that. On a Sunday night, this is great. But also in depth and in surrender to the will of God and in purpose, driven to be what God wants us to be. And here it starts off with the foundation of faith. And in my own mind, I liken this to a pyramid. Not a pyramid scheme. But, you know, this thing of faith. We start off with the measure of faith that God gives us. But He wants that faith, that foundation to grow, because we're going to build some more things on top of that. Notice that it says, add to your faith virtue. Now, it is a tremendous study, for which we have no time to dive into tonight, to analyze each one of these elements that are to be added and built upon our faith. But notice that as this continues, the broader the faith, the more of these other elements can be held and can be utilized and can be used by God. Now, I don't know what number you are, and I don't even know that it is biblical to think that we can attach a number to where... Stop laughing. But let's just say that Maxwell, he got saved. Amen? And now that he's saved, he's got some hunger to learn and to grow. And he wants to add to his faith virtue. And he says, you know what, I don't care what other people think, and I don't care what other people know about me. I'm going to please God. Now that's the element that we call virtue, when we simply do what God wants, regardless of what anybody else thinks. And so Maxwell says, you know what, I'm going to add to my faith virtue. Stick up two fingers there, okay. So he's gone from just having faith to now he's starting to add virtue. And that faith broadens out a little bit. And then he says, you know what, and I want to move on to knowledge. I'm going to start studying the Word of God. And so pretty soon, there we go, he's a three. You see, God expects that His children should grow. You know, I love my grandchildren, but I expect that JJ is one day going to grow up and look like his dad. And I want that. I don't want him to stay as he is, small and cute and loud. I expect him to grow, and God expects that of us as well. He expects us to continue to grow. So now, 3 times 1 is what? 3. Okay, times one is. Okay, so what has Maxwell got to do? Well, he's got to find someone else that has a value greater than one. Now, he wants to be a blessing to others. The Bible says that iron sharpens iron, so he's gonna challenge and encourage. There he is, Zach. And you know what? He's gonna say, "Hey, you know what? Let's talk a little bit about this thing of virtue. You know, I noticed that when you didn't think the teacher was looking, you did this over here. You know what? That doesn't please God." And Zach, because Maxwell is such a persuasive speaker, Zach says, "You know what? I need to start working on this thing of virtue as well." And what I'm trying to say is that as these numbers grow, what happens? Let's say, yeah, that he becomes a 2. And you know what? Then they start to rub off on Abel, and he becomes a... No, don't get ambitious here. Just 2. Okay, just 2. All right. So 3 times 2 is 12. Now, they're still dealing with other saved people, times 1, but that's still 12. And you know what? God can use it when God's children get together, challenge one another, encourage one another, seek to be a blessing and an example to one another of what God can do within an individual who's surrendered to God. Okay? Now, you can see what can happen if others in the youth group start to become surrendered, start to say, you know what, we don't care what anyone else thinks, we are going to serve God. Does that sound familiar? Whether it's Joshua or Daniel, the heroes of our faith were those who said, we're going to do what's right regardless of what else, who else thinks. And as they grow in the Lord, and as they interact with each other, they multiply because the Word of God has more control over their life. Now, I'm just going to close with an illustration. You guys stay there. When I was in high school, I was a rebel. I really didn't, I just wanted to have fun, didn't care. I was a rebel. There was a guy in our high school who was a junior, and he was, frankly, the star of the basketball team. His name was Bill Robinson, and he was quite a good basketball player. Well, over the summer, he got his heart right with God. And he came to me, and he said, "Jim," he said, "you know what? I want to live for God, and I want you to live for God with me. We need to encourage one another. We need to challenge one another." I said, "Amen. I've been looking for somebody who would do that, but there wasn't anybody." So I just lost interest, didn't care. And so we started getting together and looking into the Word of God and sharing our meditations with each other. And then he said, "You know what? We ought to see if the church would let us have a bus route. And we'll find some neighborhood and go and start working with the children there and invite them out." And so we did. And God blessed. And pretty soon we were bringing in 30, 35 kids every Sunday on that bus. And we were co-captains on that route. And I tell you, God was honored. And there were other young people in the youth group that saw that, and they were challenged. And our number started to grow. And as I became more, and as Bill became more, others started coming along and saying, "You know what, we want to be a part of this." God was magnified. One day, after school had started, I came up behind a group of guys, and one of them was Bill Robinson. And he was telling a joke that he had no business telling. And I confronted him. I said, "Bill, you know that joke doesn't please God. And he looked at me, and in front of those other guys, he said, I don't care anymore. I don't care. And you know what? I don't care what you do, but you can take that bus route, and you can take all those things that we were doing together, because I don't want to be a part of it anymore. Now let me show you what happened. Put your fingers back up there, guys. Matter of fact, you two, hold up two or three fingers. All right, there we go. Together, the youth group was challenged and moving forward. But let's say Zach is Bill Robinson, and suddenly he says, I want no part of it. Put them all down. What happens to the equation now? Doesn't matter what max is. So 3 times 0 is what?
Zero.
Times 2 is?
Zero.
Times 3 is?
Zero.
Times 2 is?
Zero.
You know, there are times when, whether it's a youth pastor or a pastor, they have to say, you know what? This individual is actually hindering the cause of Christ in our church. And the Bible talks about marking that man and having no company with him. Why? Because you've got to get him out of the equation, because they're bringing it all down to zero. But I'm asking you this. What are you? I wish we had time to explore all of those things in 2 Peter that God wants us to add to our faith. We don't have time for that tonight. But what are you? Has God, through His Word, gotten a hold of your life? If so, you're a part of a church and your interaction with others... Guys, you can have a seat. Thanks. Your interaction with others is making the light of the Heritage Baptist Church shine brighter for Christ. It doesn't stop there, does it? It doesn't stop in Roscoe. I tell you, I rejoice in the privilege of representing this church as your missionary, not just because you have a great missions display, and that is great. Where are the holochucks? That's sharp. Not just because of that, but I appreciate the adoptive nature of your missions conference. That you guys say, you know what, we are going to pray for this mission. And I've heard people say, you know what, I'm not going to sign up for any missionaries this year because I occasionally forget. So what? You occasionally remember? Get in there and do it. Adopt some missionaries. Because I tell you, it is a blessing when we get those cards, when we find out that there are people that are praying for us. Because what happens there is you rub off on us. And when our prayer letters are sent to you and you are challenged and you are praying and together, whether we realize it or not, we are standing before the throne of God side by side. Doesn't matter where we are, doesn't matter where you are, we're in reality standing before the throne. And what happens is we can challenge one another and be a blessing to one another, and pray for one another. I hear churches say, oh yes, we're very missions minded. Are you? Are you? I praise the Lord that this church is. But what about you? What about you as an individual? Are you praying for your missionaries? Are you upholding them? Are you seeking to challenge? Let me tell you, one thing that is a blessing to us is when people write to us and say, and by the way, always include this phrase. You don't have to write back to me if you don't have time. Always include that phrase with a missionary. Not only then does it free them up, but also it kind of challenges them to make the time and write you back. But in any case, when people write to us and say, you know what, I just saw this in my devotions this morning, and it not only challenged me to live for God more completely, but it also kind of challenged me to pray for you a little better. Now, the praying for us is great, but I'm delighted to hear how God challenged them. And they're rubbing off on me. And maybe my number's going up a little bit. Maybe their number's going up a little bit. But I'm telling you this. There's a reason God gave us a church. And there's a reason why it is His plan to send missionaries out from the local church. It is so that iron can sharpen iron. It is so that we, as we grow in Christ, can challenge and encourage one another so that together, as we not only multiply in number, but also multiply in value, the light of Heritage Baptist Church can shine not just to Roscoe, but throughout the whole world. That's God's plan, and He wants you to be a part of it. I'm trying to challenge you tonight to grow in the Lord. I'm also trying to challenge you this evening to interact with each other, and also, as you have opportunity, interact with the missionaries. You say, oh, they're too busy. You know, some of them are. But some of them are going to be blessed. And some of them are going to say, amen. Some of them are even going to write back to you. But no matter what they do, God wants you to be a part of their ministry by rubbing off on them and letting them rub off on you. That's His plan. The local church, sending out missionaries, letting the light shine brightly. That's His plan. Question is, are you a part of it? Our Father, I ask that You would help us to be challenged by this. I ask, Lord, that You would help us to realize that it is important that we be a part of one another's lives. And that, Lord, as we have opportunity, that we challenge and encourage and side by side seek to do the work of the gospel, not only here in Roscoe, but around this world. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Let's remain with our heads bowed and our eyes closed.